a loser with a capital L. Do you question what makes a $400 dress better than a $40 one? After all, they use about the same amount of material. Do you believe your daughter could win Olympic gold in eye rolling? Do you dream up a new design every week for a man cave in the garage? Do you feel like General Custer some Friday nights, making your last stand? Dad, with just a little effort on your part, you can gain the kind of relationship you dream of with your daughter, one based on mutual love and respect. Your daughter needs you to help her forge a successful path in life. Her self-esteem, choices, behavior, character, and even her ideas about a marriage partner are all directly tied to you. If you follow the simple suggestions and be the dad she needs you to be, you will be transformed into the kind of man your daughter needs you to be for a lifetime. Introduction. Daughters are a little weird, and even when they're not weird, they're a little strange. The quote, "Men are from Mars and women are from Venus," is right on the mark. But that doesn't mean you can't find common ground as dad and daughter. I hate to admit this in public, because it's a little embarrassing to a manly man, but I can think like a woman. I can get behind a woman's eyes and feel her emotions. It's probably because I've been surrounded by 7 women the majority of my life. My mother, my sister, my wife, and my 4 daughters. And how they think and feel has rubbed off on me. Dad, trust me on this. Your daughter sees life completely different than you do. That's why you need to read this book, so you can enter your daughter's world in an informed way and make the kind of imprint only you can make on her life. There are certain things that are very different about bringing up girls compared to bringing up boys. Did you know that Venus and Uranus are the only 2 planets in our solar system that rotate clockwise? But Venus's rotation was actually stopped, probably by an impact, and then reversed, whereas Uranus was only knocked over on its side and continues to spin in the same direction it did when it was formed. So when author John Gray said women were from Venus, which also happens to be the hottest planet in our solar system, perhaps he was hinting that female creatures, in general, not only rotate in a different direction than male creatures, but edge more toward the emotional side. For instance, when I coached girls' middle school basketball, I learned a very important lesson. You don't talk to girls the way you talk to boys. If you do, they'll cry. In fact, if you surprise them and yell at them quickly, they might just run to the locker room. That can be extremely inconvenient in the middle of a basketball game, especially when you touch the emotional hot button of your starting center. Now she's in the shower area crying her eyes out. Worse than that, what if 2 of her teammates saw her run to the locker room and they have to go and comfort her? So, in the middle of a 60-second timeout, 3 of your players are in the locker room, the crier, and the support team. The whistle blows, and your team is short, all because of a short conversation you had with the starting center. She had been wailing about what another girl did to her, and you simply said, "What am I, your mother?" Evidently, it was the wrong thing to say. I learned my lesson. Dads, your daughters are not like you emotionally, and the faster you learn that, the better for you both. I've been navigating my 4 daughters' emotions for 42 years, as well as my wife's. I don't know any men who say, "I love it when my daughter cries or when my wife cries." Most men don't know what to do when the tears start flowing. Well, men, I'm going to save you some of the crying jags and the helplessness you feel when that happens by showing you how to approach your daughter with your manliness still intact. After all, every daughter needs a good, healthy dose of masculinity in her life, and you're the best one to convey that. The bonus is that the same principles work with the other women in your family too. To be the best dad to your daughter, you don't have to surrender your masculinity. You don't have to watch HGTV, Project Runway, or the Food Network. You don't have to eat quiche or TiVo The View. You can apply these principles and go on being the predictable guy you are. The man who can wear the same shirt for a couple of days with no problem. The guy who knows what he wants for breakfast 4 days or 4 weeks before it happens. The man whose life is complete if he's the reigning champion in his fantasy football league and his wife lets him watch ESPN. We're merely going to tweak you a bit so you can capably navigate the sometimes dangerous female waters on the home front. Like the time when you're talking with your 15-year-old daughter about the cost of her dress for an upcoming gala. You're a little stressed by the $400 price tag.